taken out. There's a basement which is also unfinished and which is very unappealing looking, which only has a furnace in it. And I go down there only to read the gas meter and only when the exterminator comes and that sort of thing. It's not the kind of place that I would frequent. Anything else about the house?
I guess not.
I might mention that the house was built in 1917. It was built just before the Great Fire of Atlanta, which was, I think, in May of 1917. Do you know about that? I wish I could remember the details of it. I've read about it, but it started somewhere downtown, and it looked for a while as though it was going to virtually burn down the entire city. They finally stopped it about Ponce de Leon. But it was so bad. Now, this is about... this is more than a mile, I think, from the point where they finally contained the fire, but sparks from the fire did come out this far, and I've heard my father say that my grandfather got out in the front yard with the hose, playing it on the roof of the house so the house wouldn't catch fire. So it would have been very ironic if the house had burned down just after it had been completed in this fire.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get the first one down. The community we're in is...
Well, this particular part of Atlanta, the city is Atlanta, of course, doesn't really have a name. This is more or less on the borderline between several of the distinct neighborhoods. It's close to Morningside. It's close to Ansley Park. It's close to what is called the Virginia Highland neighborhood. And I think the Virginia Highland Civic Association actually does take in this area, but during my lifetime, this area has never really had a name.
County, the
Fulton,
state,
Georgia.
What's the address here?
Northeast, MONROE. Zip code is 30306.
Okay, and you were born?
In Atlanta.
Okay. And you're how old?
32. Is that right? No, wait a minute. No, I'm not. I'm 33. I'm sorry.
Okay. And you would call yourself, as far as occupation, a full-time student, I guess?
Well, as far as occupation, I'm secretary for the Lags Project. I am also a graduate student at Emory, working on a PhD in English.
What about church affiliation?
I'm an Episcopalian.
And tell me about your schooling.
Okay. Well, I have been to school only in Atlanta. I went to elementary school at Samuel M. Inman School, which is about 3 blocks down the street. That was grades K through 7. The city of Atlanta is a little unusual in the way it breaks down its grades. Traditionally, it's been through the 7th grade in elementary school and then 8 through 12 in the high school. And there have not been junior highs in Atlanta for a long time. There used to be, I understand, and now they're having middle schools. Okay, well, I went to Inman through the 7th grade, and then I went to Henry Grady High School, which is about 3 blocks in the other direction. That was grades 8 through 12. The middle schools in Atlanta generally are grades 6 through 8, I think. I think there's some that are only 7 and 8. But I don't think there are any actual junior highs in the city of Atlanta. And then for college, I've done all my work at Emory except for a couple of AATES courses, which were through the University of Georgia. That's Atlanta Area Teacher TES. Is that right? AATES, Atlanta Area Teacher Education Service. I don't know what it is, but anyway, it's a way that teachers can take courses to get in-service credit so that they'll advance on the pay scale. I did my undergraduate work in English at Emory. And then I got a master's in English the following year at Emory. Several years after that, I decided I didn't want to teach high school English anymore, so I decided I would try librarianship. And